Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Lord, just ask that you be with us here today. Let your presence be felt. Let us be free and open in our worship to you. And Lord, when we hear your word today, let our spirits respond to it. Let us be strengthened and encouraged by it, Lord. And let us be able to apply it to our life. And thank you so much for what your son did for us on the cross, Lord. In Jesus' name pray. Amen.
Church, there's not a single moment in your life that you're walking alone. It's the power that we have with us constantly. It's the price he paid on the cross when he gave his life for you, is that you could have communion every day. That there wouldn't be a need for a separation, but that your sins would be covered so that you could commune with him regularly. It's a gift. It really is. It's a gift that he's given us. That when you walk through the fires, he's right there with you. That when the seas rage, that he's holding them back for you. It really is the power of the Father in your life. Whew. So I want to sing this chorus again. And as we sing it, I just want you to claim victory over every single thing that you might be seeing in your life, over every promise you're waiting on every single thing that you have been just saying, God, I'm waiting for you. God, I need you. God, whether it be healing, whether it be that there's a burden that needs to be lifted, whether it's depression, things going on in your life, I just want to encourage you this morning. He is with you through every single thing. And every single thing that you go through, there's a promise that he has for you, that he's given you that you can stand on. It's why he's our healer. It's why he's our counselor. It's why he's every single thing we need. I am the I am. Because whatever you need, he is. So give it to him this morning. Allow for him to take whatever's going on in your life and be the one who's in control, because he's with you in the fire. He's holding back the seas for you, because that's the power of the Father that we worship. It's the power that you have within you because you're royalty, because you're part of a kingdom that he has placed you in, that you might be great and have life and life more abundantly.
Has anybody ever felt like you were like in prison? You were stuck? Like it's just constantly couldn't escape from somewhere? Be it a job, be it a circumstance. Yeah, some years ago I felt like that. And you know, all changed when I started coming here. Just because I started doing what God was telling me to do, right? So, this account of Joseph keeps getting thrown at me. And I've seen in Psalm 105 here, it's talking about how Israel was promised the land of Canaan. And it said right here, it starts out in Psalm 105, it's verse 17, it says, "Then he sent someone to Egypt ahead of them. Joseph, who was sold as a slave, they bruised his feet with fetters and placed his neck in an iron collar." So here it was, this man that was in prison. You know how long he was in prison? 13 years. Could you imagine waiting around for 13 years? You know, there's a lot of people who won't wait a week for an answer from God. 13 years. But then it says this, until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. Because we all know what Joseph became, right? Pretty important guy. Yep, Pharaoh's right-hand man. Joseph was put in charge of all the king's household. He became ruler over all the king's possessions. He could instruct the king's aides as he pleased and teach the king's advisors. So let me just encourage you, if you're going through something, if it's been a long time, God will answer your prayers. God will give you your desires. All you got to do is be patient in the waiting. Act as he has called you to act, and he'll take care of the rest.
I wrote this poem this morning, and I don't know. Sometimes you just feel broken, you know, and I think all of us have had our temple broken, and God's temple was broken many times, and that's what this is about. My temple is broken and in need of repair, but my Father is loving, and he's always there. For he has a purpose in knocking me down. He has to rebuild me to make my life sound. I must have been weak and in need of repair, my foundation not right, to remodel there. God knows what he's doing. He has a vast plan. He has a purpose in each and every man. He knows our foundation must be laid just right, so our eyes are on him when we can't see a light. God's a great recycler. He makes beauty from ashes, so sit back and let him refine you with lashes. Think of Christ on that cross, his body broken for us. Bow your knee and give thanks. He's not done, so don't fuss. Someday in the future, we will see what God's done. Let him rebuild your temple, your heart, for his son. Consider the baker when kneading the bread. He knows when to bake it and when it is done. So don't assume that you're done and defeated. Instead, you may be half-baked, so stay put and be led. Stay where you are, even if your life hurts. God's not done with you. Rest. For he knows when he's done, and your life will be blessed.
Hallelujah, God. Praise God. Let's give him a hand. Let's give the Lord a hand. Have you found anything better than Jesus? There's nothing better than Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, worship team. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, there is nothing better than Jesus. Amen. Oh, there's nothing better than Jesus. Folks, if the world only knew what Christmas was about, amen? There's nothing better than Jesus. Oh, Lord. I seem to have the weepies this morning. Praise God. Oh, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. At the mall yesterday watching a bunch of shoppers sitting on a bench with Rosie and my brother-in-law, and we were watching a bunch of shoppers, and there's a lot of shoppers out there. How many say amen to that? There's a lot of people buying gifts, a lot of money being exchanged. Amen. Hallelujah. But what I felt in the mall yesterday was the peace of God that passes all understanding. I don't know why I'm weeping this morning, but there's a peace that that God places within our hearts that I want to talk about today. Amen. The name of the sermon to this morning is Peace on Earth. Everybody say Peace on Earth. Peace on Earth. Amen. How many are after Peace on Earth? You know, you remember watching they were asking these, it was a beauty contest. Anyway, Miss America or Miss, I'm not sure, but they said, what would you like? And most of their answers were peace on earth. And so, you know, the peace the world gives is different than the peace that God gives us. Is that right? We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about God's peace. We're going to talk about who you are and what God has for you, what God has given you, the peace of God that passes on, that gift of peace. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know it's a real gift when things are going on and all of a sudden you sense this peace? It's a real gift when you're having problems and you sense this peace and you know, hey, God's got this. Amen. There's nothing like it. Nothing like it. Hallelujah. So let's go open your Bibles, if you will, to Luke chapter 2. Read part of the Christmas story. Next week, we're going to be talking about the greatest gift the world has ever seen. Amen. The greatest gift this world has ever seen. Whew. A lot of money being exchanged out there yesterday, but this gift is free to whosoever will. Whoever wants it can have it. The name of this gift is Jesus. It's Jesus. Hallelujah. I ought to change. I'll go to my Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 8. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. Father, we've heard this story over and over and over again. Almost every year we hear this story and in between now and then, Lord. Father, there are new things that you have to give to your people every day. Every day, Father. Your word says, God, that your blessings, they're new every morning. So, Lord, show us something for our hearts personally, Lord. Every heart that's here today, every heart that will hear this message, Father God, that you would speak to their hearts. Speak, give us something today from your throne room, Father. Hot bread from the heavens of heaven, God. We desire the bread of life. The bread of life, Father, we desire it, we desire it. So, Father, we thank you for it. We're asking you for it in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. 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 Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord showed round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This is the announcement of the event that the world has been waiting for. Would you say amen? Would you agree that this event that's happening right now, I can see why the angels are so excited. I wonder how many angels fought to get in line to come down to sing to the shepherds. Amen? Hey, I want to go. No, you can't go. You don't sing good. You know, come on. I want to go. I want to sing to them shepherds the announcement of the baby. The announcement. The announcement of the long-awaited Messiah. Woo, hallelujah. Wouldn't you love to have been there? Amen?
Amen.
I don't know, pretty rough job watching sheep all night long. Amen. I don't know if I'd like to have been there or not, but I would have liked to have heard it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Here's Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7 says this: "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called" what? I want you all to read it. You guys read to me, please. "And his name shall be called Counselor, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. And the throne upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord will perform this." Amen. Hallelujah. I love this. I love this scripture. I love this. I love what's in this word. Peace on earth. Amen. Come to be on the earth. Amen. Praise God. Peace is now on the earth. The Prince of Peace is on the earth. Amen. Praise God. Like never before. The Prince of Peace. But it's funny. I want you to look. I want to show you something that Jesus said. He told the disciples. Check out this word. This is Luke chapter 12, verse 51. "Do you suppose that I am come to give peace on the earth? I tell you, no, but rather a division." What? Come on, man. Jesus, what are you saying? What are you saying, Lord? Am I coming to give peace on the earth? Well, that's kind of what we thought. Isn't that right? Well, yeah, we thought that. Jesus said, no, I'm coming to give division. What's that? What's he talking about? Can I tell you? Can we go back to Isaiah 6, 9 again? I want you to see, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government," here's the government, all right, "shall be upon his shoulder." How many like change? Oh, man, not a lot of us like change. Woo. See, there's a change of government getting ready to happen. How many say amen?
Amen.
Come on, man.
Woo!
See, Jesus is announcing. He said, "I didn't come to bring peace to the earth. I came to bring a kingdom into the earth." Can you say amen to that? Woo! Come on, hallelujah. So there's a reason why Jesus says, hey, there's a peace, but it's coming, but it's not the peace that you're expecting. Amen? Hallelujah. He says, "Unto us a child is born, the government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." He's coming. He came. He's within you. Come on. Hallelujah. "Of the increase of" what? "His government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David to establish it." Amen. "With judgment, with justice forever and ever, as the zeal of the Lord will." You see, that's why people don't like you. Because you are a change of things. Amen. You're a change of government. You're a change of, there's a different kind of peace that's within you. You don't get excited when people tell you stuff. You smile and you love them. You pat them on the back, say, "It's okay. Don't worry, it's all right, man." Amen. Come on, man. Hallelujah. That's who you are. You are in this kingdom. You are part of the kingdom of God. You're not part of the kingdom of the world. You are in the kingdom of God, and God is setting this kingdom on this planet. We are seeing things today that God is saying, look, what you're seeing today is I am seasoning the earth for my return. Woo, hallelujah. You see, he says, I come to divide. Amen. Do you remember the scripture where it talks about Jesus says, hey, you know, I didn't give you this one. Ooh, but I feel it. So let me see. I don't know where it's at. Give me just a moment. Oh, yeah. I know where it's at. Sorry, folks. You had a spiritual interruption there. Is that okay? You guys all right, man? Come on, man. God's saying, read this thing. Oh, you got to know this is... I'm gonna go. It's in Matthew 25. It's going to start at verse 31. It says this: When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered what? How many nations? Some nations, a few nations, a couple of nations, one or two. There's going to be all the nations. He shall what? Separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left. Here's what God said. See, I'm coming to separate. See, right now, what you're seeing in the earth, there's a separation happening. God, by his hand, by his divine wisdom and understanding, is beginning to pull the cord of separation. People are stepping into the kingdom like never before. And there's people stepping away from the kingdom like never before. And you're seeing it. You're seeing it with your eyes, because God is bringing the greatest kingdom this world has ever seen. People don't like it. It separates. But I'll tell you what, it's the greatest kingdom. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Ooh, come on, man. Come on, Lord. Bring it on. Hallelujah. It's his kingdom. Its increase and its peace shall never end. Oh, come on.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Peace has a price, folks. How many of you know that? Do you know that peace has a price? It's not free. It was given to Adam in the garden. Adam lost it. Do you know that? Adam lost. He lost joy. He lost all those things that God had given to him to cause him to dwell on the earth in the fullness that God had designed him for. He lost it all in the garden. Peace was one of those things that he lost. So in order to get peace back, there had to be a price. I'm going to say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Check out. I want you to look at this. Isaiah 53, verse 5. True peace was lost at the fall, and peace had to be redeemed. And it says here, it says, For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of what? Our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we're healed. The peace that you're sensing, the peace that God gave, there was a price to give it to you. Just like everything else that has been redeemed, there was a great price paid. Amen? Hallelujah. I want you to look at that chastisement. That word, I want you to look at this word. This word is yuck. That word does not mean your car that parked in the driveway. Yeah, hey, get your car out of my lawn. All right? That's not that word. Your car. It's the word, the way to say it, yasar. That's the way that word, the C sounds like an S. Yasar. Yasar, it says to chastise, literally. How many of you ever had blows with somebody? Go to blows. Chastising literally with blows to correct, instruct, and to punish. See, there was a price paid for your sins, price paid for your peace. Check this out. Look at this. Isaiah 52, verse 13 through 15. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled. Amen. And be very high. Come on. Hallelujah. As many as were astonished, and that means astonished at thee. His visage, or what you could see of him, was so marred more than any man. His form more than the sons of men. You see, there was a price and he paid it. Man, he got beat up. How many say amen? He was beat up way before he got to that cross. When they put him on that, those Romans were not kids. They weren't little guys. These guys were weapons for Rome. These guys killed people, and when they strapped him to that post to give him to whip him, it was pretty ugly. And then they would cover him, and they would hit him. These are the blows. They'd cover him, and can you imagine having your hands tied? Not able to protect yourself, and people out of nowhere, somebody just hitting you with all their might. He was, folks, there was a price for your peace. He paid a price for you to have peace. He wants you to be a person of peace. How many like peace and quiet? Come on, you say, have you ever told your kid, just get out of the house. I want peace and quiet. Hallelujah. That's another sermon. The quietness of man. Oh, God wants you to be quiet. Amen. Have some quiet time. Ooh. He was beat for you. He paid a price. Peace had a price. Sin always brings guilt, shame, unrest, and separation. Always does. Always will. But Jesus paid a price for you. And what's the beautiful thing about this price that he paid for you? And I don't want you to think that you can just run out and do anything you want when I tell you this, because you can't do anything you want. When he died on the cross for you, and you spoke the words 2,000 years later, Lord, I receive you into my heart. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. At that instant, you were washed of all your sins. Do you know that? All the ones prior to that and all the ones after that day, your sins are washed away. You see, God knows the end from the beginning. He can wash everything away. He knows. He did that for you so you can have close connection with him. Can I say amen to that? Do you know how much God loves you? He loves you, and he sent his son to show you that, to give you that peace. But you can't just use his grace and his love for you as an excuse to go and do what you want to do. Can you say amen? Amen. So you go, man, this is a good word for you. You just can't go do what you want to do. You see, the word of God says, peace on earth and goodwill toward men. See, goodwill, where'd that come from? That come from the Lord, the will of God. How many of you know that God's got a will for you in your life? Do you know that? He desires to take you somewhere. He's trying to get you to go somewhere. He's trying to get you to move. I don't want everybody to move to Texas or whatever. He's trying to move you. He's trying to get you maybe next door to talk to your neighbor. He's trying to get you to go walk down your street and just pray and find out what he's got for you. Do you want? He's trying to get you to do his will and not your own. How many say amen to that? Do you realize when you gave your heart to, he said, according to his word, he says that you were crucified with him. So you became dead and now you're alive. But you don't live on your own, but you live by the faith of the Son of God that dwells in you. Does that sound like scripture to you? That's what it is. You're not your own. You are here to do his will. Hallelujah. And I will tell you, when you do his will, it will bring you the peace that you've always wanted to do. Do you know when you're doing things wrong, there's something just a little, there's an edge on it? How many say amen to that? Isn't there an edge on doing things wrong? You feel this edge. What is that edge? It's that guilt. It's that shame. It's that, hey, what if somebody sees me doing that? Whatever, man. You know, that edge is there. But God says, I've taken that away from you. Oh, do you see how much God loves you and how much peace he wants to give you? Come on, folks. We all yell at folks. We all lose our temper. No, I shouldn't say we all do, but I once in a while lose my temper. Anybody in here ever lost their temper? Yeah. Yeah. Anybody not lost it? No, I'm just kidding. I'm gonna put your hands up. Liar. No, I'm just kidding. No, man. No, hey, we all have these little issues. Amen? Come on. Come on, man. But you see, God designed you after him. In his image, you were made. See, it's not your nature to sin. Do you know that? Somehow we have taught each other in churches that, hey, it's our human nature. It's who we are. Man, we sin. Yeah, all right. And then God provided it. Yeah. No, if it was our nature, if God made us to sin, then there's no way he could ever punish us because he made us that way. Do you understand that? Does that make sense? Yeah. But he didn't make you to sin. He made you to walk in righteousness. Your natural ability, folks, this is why sinning feels so bad. It might feel good. You know, there's pleasure in sin for a moment, but then you feel bad. Your nature is not to walk in sin, but your nature, what God designed you, is to walk in righteousness. That's why it feels bad. That's why it doesn't feel good. Because it's against who you are. The heaven, the kingdom of God, the whole kingdom is within you. Do you realize that?
Yes.
It's a little more than what you think. Can I say amen to that? Can you say amen to that? I can say amen to that, but can you say amen to that? It's a little more than what you think. This kingdom violate its principles. It feels weird. It feels bad because it's within you. Violate those things and it works against you. It almost pushes against you. But walk in the things that, oh God, that's where God wants you. It's his will, and he'll walk you down. The word of God says the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord. He'll walk you into where he wants you. Is that okay? Because you will love it. You will love it. I tell you, when he told me I want you to pastor a church, I said, you're crazy. I don't want to do it, God. My wife was telling me, oh, no, you're going. You know, hey, God wants us to do a little more than just having a Bible study. I don't think so. No. Shut up, woman. Know your place. No, I'm just kidding. I do not say things like that to my wife unless I want to. No way. Right, babe? I was scared. But can I tell you, it feels like it's the most natural thing for me to do to stand up here. I'm shaking like a leaf most services. Oh man, I gotta get up and talk again. There's a lot of eyeballs out there. And I only got one looking back. Never mind. You know, a lot of you didn't get that, but anyway. Ask somebody, they'll tell you. But I didn't want to do this. It wasn't my plan. My plan, though, was to do whatever God wanted me to do. That was my plan. And when he asked me and when it was spoken to me, I said, okay, I give up. How many say amen? I give up. I'll do it, God, whatever you got for me. And you know what? I like doing this. I love the ministry it's not me, folks. It's the Holy Spirit that speaks things in me. And he speaks things for you and to you. Anything that I say to you, always go home and check it. I am just a man. I could lie to you, but I'll tell you, I do my best to give you everything that God gives me to give. And he makes it easy. It's not hard. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know how I got into that part, but sin will always bring guilt, shame, unrest, separation. But when you've made Christ your King, he'll give you a peace that says, I still love you. I'm taking you someplace. I'm going to get it out of you. I'll get it out of you if I have to beat it out of you. How's that? You'll quit yelling at folks even if I, no. He desires to strengthen you and build you. Isaiah 48 verse 22 says that it's no wonder there's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. Is that right? It's no wonder the word of God says that. There's no peace to the wicked. When you're doing something wrong, there's just no peace. Hey, okay, here's one for you. You're doing 95 on the freeway. What are you looking for? Smokey, huh? Smokey the Bear. Out there somewhere. What are you looking for doing 95 miles an hour? And then when he pulls you over, you chew him out for, hey, my speedometer is broken. Whatever. No. There's no peace in breaking the law, is there? There just isn't. It's no wonder the word of God said there's no peace for the wicked. Amen. But there is peace for the righteous. Is that right? Hallelujah. Ezekiel 7, verse 25 says this. Destruction comes, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none. For those that are constantly doing wrong, don't care what God has to say. Do not honor anything. That's right there. Destruction is coming. And they'll seek peace, but they won't find it. Can I tell you, somehow at the end of your rope, all of a sudden you're seeking something else. But sometimes some folks won't find it because God knows. But some will. Amen? I know I was at the end of my rope. And the Lord came into my life. But oh, happy day. This is what I got written down here. When you accepted Jesus as your Savior, you entered into this kingdom. The only true place where peace is found is in the kingdom. Jesus said this in John chapter 14, verse 27. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus, there's a couple of promises that he says, "I leave you my peace." When Jesus was leaving the earth, how many said that? He left peace. He said, "Hey, I'm going to speak peace to you. Hey, guys, take it easy. Things will change, but just take it easy." How many say amen? Hey, it's only a 3-day wait. Is that right? Just 3 days, things are going to change. Things are going to get better. You'll see. Just wait. My peace, I'm going to leave with you for right now. Let it stay there on you. Let it hang on you. Folks, because the entry of peace was not yet open. Do you know that? The true entry of what God was trying to do for mankind was not open yet because Jesus hadn't paid the price for peace yet. He says, "I'm going to leave you this peace." But then he says, hey, he goes, "I'm going to give it to you." He says, don't be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He went to the cross, and these guys were troubled. How many say amen? That would be troubling, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you say? That was troubling. Some of them got afraid. Isn't that right? They wouldn't even come out of the room. Is that right? Only Mary and John at the cross. But 3 days, Jesus rose from the dead. And then he walked into the room, if you remember. He walked in and he said, "Peace be to you." You remember that? Here is a fruit of what we call the fruit of the Spirit. Amen? God's Spirit, when he comes into you, he brings this fruit. How many like fruit? What's your favorite fruit? Real quick, say it real quick. Bananas. I'm going to remember bananas. Does anybody like tangerines? Yeah. Anybody like watermelon? Everybody said bananas. Huh? A bunch of monkeys. No, I'm just... Oh, that's funny. Oh, kiwi? I like kiwi. Man, grapes? Anybody like grapes? Oh. Papaya. Come on. Mangoes. Oh, come on. What's that? Mangoes. Yeah, come on. Anybody? Isn't it an amazing thing what God has done with fruit? Just with fruit. Just with the natural fruit we eat, how beautiful they are. They're great. Amen? But he's given us fruit of his Spirit. Jesus said, "The fruit that I give you, they're love, joy, peace." I didn't write them down. Or did I? Yeah, I did. It said love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. Goodness. Everybody say goodness. Somebody got your parking spot yesterday at the mall? Come on. Get out of there. Or they're backing up real slow. Or their reverse lights are on. You can see the lights on. And you're going, come on. There's cars behind you honking at you. Come on. Be good. Amen. Let's try to be good. Your goodness. Meekness, yeah, that's a good, these are fruit that Jesus gives us. Temperance, and against which there is no law. Colossians 1:20 says this. having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in heaven or things in earth. You see, that peace that he made through the blood of his cross when he died for all of us, it redeemed not only mankind in the earth, things unto himself, but I say things in earth, and it says also things in heaven. Can I tell you, the Word of God says that the whole creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That's who we are. How many say amen?
Amen.
Are you a son of God? Are you a son of God? Ladies, are you a son of God? Yeah, you are. Even though the gender is not, it has nothing to do with gender. It has everything to do with who's in you. You've got no idea how many people have talked to me about letting women speak in the church. They're supposed to keep quiet. That's what Paul said. I said, man, Paul also said there is neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female. So what's he talking about? It had to be that there was some talking going on in the church that was disrupting whatever was happening. So it had to be something different, not what we think it is. Who am I to say that a woman can't speak up here the words of God? Who am I to say it won't happen? I'm not. I'm not going to even try that. Whoo, hallelujah. Jesus paid for that. Jesus paid. Romans 5:1 says this. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace with God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ, through his blood. Amen? Hallelujah. Ephesians 2:14 says this. He is our peace. Who is? Jesus. He's our peace, who made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. You know, I don't know if there's anybody in the house today that has never given Jesus a chance in your life. But I would say this to you, don't miss another opportunity. Today is an opportunity to allow Jesus to come into your life and to bring everything with him. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, temperance, brings all those good things. Today's your chance. You can do it right now, sitting at the altar, sitting at your seat. I believe no matter where we're at, we can create an altar. How many say amen to that? I was at Big O, yelled at a guy. Come out of the building. The Lord said, "Nice job, Henry." Oh God. Time to create an altar. Amen? Father, forgive me. Forgive me. And that's just how easy it is. Say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Forgive me, Father. Wash it away. Your word says you will wash it away. Your word says that you will never remember it again. It will be forgiven. How many know that forgiveness, real forgiveness, never remembered? How many say amen?
Amen?
Are you having trouble forgiving people? Do you know why you're having trouble forgiving people? Because you're holding on to yourself. If you would release yourself and allow Christ to dwell in you, you're going to find that God says, "I forgive them, why don't you?" Okay, God, I'll forgive them too. That's a song. I forgive them, why don't you? Okay, God, I will too. Yeah, how do you like that? Just made that up. Hallelujah. If you desire to receive Christ in your life, everyone, can you just kind of close your eyes? If you desire to receive Christ in your life, say these words, "Dear Lord Jesus, come into my life. Wash me. Cleanse me. Make me whole. Cause me to walk the way you would have me to walk. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Was that good? Just as easy. If you had never said that to the Lord before and you said that prayer, I will tell you, I will guarantee you that God heard you and he said, yes, you're forgiven. You belong to me now. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Prince of Peace is now with you. Will you say amen? Stand, can you stand? Praise God. Brother Abe, come on.
So, it was kind of funny when Pastor started talking about the whole government is upon his shoulders. But it said Jesus, it didn't say Jesus in Isaiah 53, but we know who he's talking about, right? So it said that his whole government would be on his shoulders, right? Talking about Jesus. And I felt kind of weird about reading that whole thing about Joseph earlier. Like, is this really, should I read this now or should I read it later? But now I see why I read it. Because let's listen to this part. Okay. All right. It says, Joseph was put in charge of all the king's household. He became ruler over all the king's possessions. He can instruct the king's aides as he pleased and teach the king's advisors. Who's this world belong to? God, right? Yeah. Yeah? Who do we belong to?
God.
Yeah. You know, we're kind of like Joseph, that we who believe have been given authority, just like Joseph was given an authority. Yeah. So I want you to take that with you and know that God's going to empower you to do his kingdom business. And, you know, it also says, I think it's Romans 8. It talks about the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. So just find that peace. Look at God's word. Everything you need to do to find it. And you'll have it. So if you would, bow your heads with me, please. Lord, I just ask that you make your presence felt with us as we leave today, that we search out the peace that you have for us, that we find it in your word, we find it in our relationship with you. And Lord, I ask that, you help us to help those that are hurting. You help us help those around us to find peace as well. Help us to encourage and empower the body. Let us become stronger and unified as you have called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, see y'all next week. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.